It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for Saturday afternoon basketball here in late December, as in an out-of-conference pairing, Benedictine is hosting George. Welcome back, everybody. It's Joseph producing and engineering and doing all the hard work at Akira Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. I'm just kind of sitting here in the dark. I don't know if we failed to catch that West Star auto pay or if they just shut them off for a little while, but we're going to wait and see if they get the lights back on here in the gymnasium and get underway here today. Oh, yeah, here they come. Look at that. All right. So with that, public address announcer has introduced the starters. Let me quickly zip through them for you. And we'll kind of catch through this paperwork a little bit. First of all, for George, the defenders come into the ballgame at 7-6 on the season under head coach Brian Van Hampton. Coach Van Hampton is going to be starting. Number two, Connor Milliken. He's a 6-foot junior from Springfield, Nebraska. They're going to have Steve Polucic, a 6'1 sophomore from Bellevue. It'll be Jensen Hinkle from Janesville, Wisconsin. He is 6'9". And quickly, he goes up in the end. And as quickly as that, Hinkle has the first 2 points in the ballgame. Dort has broken out on top. You're also going to see Ty Van Essen. He's 6'5" and a senior from Sheldon, Iowa. And running out the starters, you ready for this? Number 77, that's Jake Proctor. Out of Heston, Kansas, he's a 6'3" junior. The Ravens put up a quick shot. It fails for Vander Moody and Benedictine. Try to get 2-0. Back down court for the basketball comes Dort. Defenders work the ball around the right side. That bucket right out of the way by Hinkle. Dort in the traveling. Actually, they're in the white uniforms tonight. Probably wore their color uniforms in their game, Thursday night. The girls played last night. Here's a driving shot. A runner at the other end of the court. It's going to be up and good. That is going to be Declan Sullivan. He's going to have his first couple of points in the ballgame. And Benedictine has tied this thing at 2. We're just a little over a minute into the contest. Ladies game coming up after this one. It's going to be a 4 o'clock tip-off. So stick around for the doubleheader. Here's the big man. Goes in. Ball going to be knocked out of his hands. And the foul is going to be on Benedictine. And it will be on Drew Purdy. Ravens on the court with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Drew Purdy getting the start for Coach Moody today. Benedictine coming in the game also. They are 7-16. Free throw? Rolls. Good. So Hinkle has all three of his team's points. We're going to add one more to it. We're just a minute and a half into the game. Knee bend, shot, nice. So he's going to hit them both. And back up court with it will come Benedictine, and that's Declan Sullivan. Coming up the right side. Again, the Ravens in the black uniform today with red and white. Dort in the home whites here on the road tonight with gold and black. Van Duity comes out on top. Declan will start to drive in the middle, plays off a screen from Purdy, kicks it back. The shot wildly thrown in the air by Reynolds, and he is going to draw a foul as he cuts into the lane. The whistle that is going to be on Connor Milliken, the 6 foot junior from Springfield, Nebraska, picking up his first foul. It'll be team foul one for either club, and coming to the line for Benedictine is Preston. First shot, nice. Preston is not, okay, he's a lot of things, but he's not a great free throw shooter. 54%, 54.3 to be precise. Second free throw's up, man, it does not go in. So he's hitting half of them here today, and Benedictine trails by one at 4-3. We're 2 minutes into the game. Dort works the first round to the left side, Bink out on top. They'll swing it over to Van Nesten. Dort works the perimeter. Benedictine will stay with the player defense. Not a huge crowd here on this afternoon. You would probably be surprised if it was anything else. And trying to get a rebound. The ball's going to be slapped out of bounds, I think. He's going to come back to Benedictine. As reaching around and beyond Bryson LaRue, it's going to be Hinkle getting a handle of the basketball and touching it last. Benedictine in control of the ball. 17:40 to go in the opening half. Ravens down one at 4-3. Out on top is Vanderwoody. He'll back away with it. Look into the middle. Not a lot of room. Kicks it over to Purdy. Back to the left side. Preston. Reynolds will start into the lane. Kind of drops his shoulder a little bit. No foul. Back out on top to Jack. He will go in. Nice quick move. And then a bad shot. Way too strong. Flew over the rim. Lands on the other side right in the hands of a defender. And a three-point shot. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. And four. George Stephen Polacek knocks down the outside shot. Dort goes up 7-3. 3 minutes gone. Ravens back up the floor with it. Benedictine going from left to right across your dial. Here in the first half, here's LaRue. They'll start to the baseline. Gets bumped, gets double teamed, gets trapped in the corner, throws the ball, and throws it away. So Benedictine, a little bit of a slow start here. Down four at the 16:50 mark of the first half. They're going to say Ravens get the ball back in. Apparently, Dort must have touched that thing going out. He's right in front of the Dort bench down in the corner. Here's Sullivan falling away from 14. Nice touch. Declan Sullivan so smooth with that shot. It's going to be his fourth point. And he's got four of Benedictine's five. Dort leads it by two from the top straight away. The three misses. Rebound, Declan Sullivan. Benedictine is going to bring it the other way. Sullivan, one-hand hook pass to the left, into the corner. LaRue for three. Air ball strong. Rebound pulled back down by Dort. Defenders racing it back up the floor. 16-16 to play. First half. And as the big man, Hinkle goes up for the layup. Drew Purdy goes up to make certain to stop him. And Drew will collect the personal foul. So Drew Purdy with two fouls in less than 4 minutes of the game. We'll see how long Coach is going to leave him out there. I think I see somebody coming to the scorer's table now. The first free throw fails. Coming into the game for Benedictine is going to be Gabe Sidgick. Gabe, a 6 foot, 7 inch sophomore out of Lenexa, Kansas. And one more shot coming up for Hinkle. He'll eye it and hit it. So Hinkle knocks that one down, and oddly, he is tied for fourth leading scorer on this team, averaging 11 a contest. Milliken, 17-3. Van Essen, 12-4. And Hinkle and Proctor, each averaging 11 a game for the Dort defenders. 16 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine down to the right side. Preston comes back out on top. He plays catch with it with Declan. Preston into the lane. Puts up a one-handed shot that's well too soft. Hits the front of the rim and kicks away. Up with it will come Dort into the forecourt. Takes the top of the key. And Declan reaching in. Lucky he didn't commit a foul there. Dort will continue to control the basketball. Shot clock running along now at 15. Plenty of time. Little give and go underneath. Running one-handed shot. Pretty. up and in for Hanson. And George will pick up now a 5-point lead. That bucket by Nick Hanson. He's a 6'8 freshman out of Vyborg, South Dakota. He's a big guy. Ravens back down court. All alone, Sullivan's three is going to be wide right. Rebounding it down. Dort up the floor quickly into the forecourt, and they'll work it around to the right side. They've got those two big, big men out of the floor right now. Here's a follow-away three, short, rebound, Ravens. Gabe comes down with the basketball, and Declan brings it up the floor. 14:44 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball, but they trail by five. It's a 10-5 contest. The defenders on the road here today with the lead. Little runner from the baseline. It's going to be up and good for Benedictine and Jack Vanderwoody. So Jack picking up his first point of the game as he is now 1 of 3 from the floor. And the Ravens are within three. It's a one-possession game, 14:20 to go in the first half. So we are due a media break at the first dead ball opportunity. Defenders swing it all the way around to the right side. Single digits on the shot clock. The look into the middle, there's no room there. Backing in, spinning in, twisting, turning, hook shot, nice. There's a bucket to Hanson. 14 minutes to play in the first half, and the Ravens trail by five at 12-7. Deglin to Gabe. So run a little crossover, top side. Here's a left. It's LaRue. It's three. It's in and out. Won't go. Rebound's going to be taken down off the floor. Picking up the basketball for Dort is going to be Polacek. The feed to the right block, backing in, turning toward the baseline, then turning toward the floor and spinning in and beating Reynolds to the rock is going to be Hanson. He's just come into the ball game and he's quickly got 4 of 2 shooting. 13:20 to go in the first half. Ravens now down 14-7. Kick over to the right side. Vanderwoody for three. Nope. Long rebound. Defenders. Here they come. Running into the forecourt. Vanderwoody, just a frustration wild slap at the basketball. Commits a foul at midcourt, and we're going to get our media break. We've got a timeout of the court with 13:12 to go. We're in the opening half, Finances in Kansas, where it's men's college basketball. The Jordan Defenders lead Benedictine 14-7.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
Well, it's great to have you back with us here on Care Radio. Joseph in the studio, Tom Council here, courtside, Benedictine in the final game of the 2025 portion of the season. As they're hosting. Well, I'm hosting a team that they're not, you know, they don't typically get to see or have much to do with. Oh, thank you. An out-of-conference opponent here in the mid-portion of the season. So here we go. Coming in from the near sideline, it'll be Defenders basketball as they lead by 7. We go inside 13 minutes of play in the opening half. Dort with the basketball, dumps around to the left side. They'll look to the middle, no room there, rotate it back out on top. They'll feed a baseline right, it's going to be slapped away, shot clock at 3, upcourt pass is going to be knocked into the backcourt, and that, it was either going to be, it wasn't going to be over and back because our Raven got a finger on him, but it was definitely going to be a shot clock violation. So, there you have it. Here comes Benedictine with the ball, and Ravens made a couple of substitutions. We'll pick them up here. We get an opportunity. Out on top of it is going to be Jacqueline Sullivan. Kicks it over, Preston Reynolds, both still in the game. Also LaRue. But now underneath is going to be Game into the right side, LP3. Larry Parker into contest. He'll take a quick shot. It hits the rim, bounces over the top of the backboard and down to the baseline, out of bounds. Once again, it's going to be Dort basketball. So here comes the Dort defender offense. They're going to completely overload the right side, put everybody over wide right. Bring it back off on top. Big guy looks in the middle. No room there. Raven defense working hard. Long cross court pass out on top. Parker defends across the perimeter. Here's a fall away three buried. Whoa, what a shot from the outside for Dort. And knocking that one down is going to be Ty Van Essen. It's going to be his first point of the ball game. Benedict can back up court now, trailing by 10. It is 17-7. Driving the finger roll. Another pretty shot. It's going to be a bucket and one for Declan Sullivan. So nicely done by Sullivan as he cuts into the lane. Little finger roll over the front edge of the rim, and the defender trying to get in front of him, unable to get him stopped. It is going to be his first foul. The free throw for Sullivan is up and good. And a nice conventional three-point play has Benedictine back to within seven. Right now, Dort has hit three of its last three. Here's a shot going up, and it's going to be rejected by Parker. BC will run Jared Lee into the lineup now, the 6'2 sophomore out of KCK. No, KC, Missouri. Excuse me. Jared is out of KC, Missouri. Dort is going to bring Tyson DeVries into the game. A Pella, Iowa native, a sophomore guard, littlest guy right out there on the floor right now. 5'8". 11-11 to go in the opening half. Defenders with a basketball and with a 7-point lead. They've not trailed in this game. They'll take it out very near the center circle. Here's a shot at the buzzer and a second shot clock violation by George. So excellent. Benedictine defense. And I would think Coach Moody is going to be particularly happy with that. Love that you see that defense coming through. Here comes Jared Lee up the court. He'll take it across at the middle. He's it over to the right side. Dump it to the edge. Here's Parker. Goes three. Hits a three. Larry Parker. So Larry, the junior from Kansas City, Missouri, 6'5", knocks that three down with ease. And Ravens are back into this thing. Trailing by four at 17-13 on back-to-back 3-point shot. Giving him a quick 6-0 run. Pass will come over to the right side. And they'll lob it underneath. It's going to be knocked away by Preston Reynolds and lost out of bounds. Also in the game for Dort, you're going to see Asa Rogish. He is a 5'10 freshman from Fort Myer, Florida. Dort down to the baseline, twisting. The shot's deflected by Benedict, and Harrison Kilson got a hand on it. Ravens are going to bring it up the court. Lee comes out on top. Reynolds. Here's Parker, back over to the right side to Jared. Harrison will take it on the left side. Side-to-side dribble, look away, pass underneath. The kick to the top, the fall-away three. Back of the rim, no long rebound, pulled away. Here comes Dort. They're bringing it down the court, but it's 1-on-3. Ravens got back defensively very quickly. Now the driving shot at the baseline is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's Benedictine basketball. That will bring us to our second break. Time out on the court. We're at the 9:51 mark here in the opening half in Ashland, Kansas. Men's college basketball for its Dort University. 17, Benedictine College, 13.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball, high school basketball. I'm saying that because we had high school basketball Tuesday night, Wednesday night, sports book Thursday night, high school basketball Friday night, and now we're back shifting to the college venue. as it'll be Benedictine here this afternoon. Ladies game coming up after this one. It'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off for them. BC looking to bounce back after a loss last night to a very good Northwestern Iowa team in a double overtime affair here. Right now, though, the business at hand with 9:45 to go and rolling along in the opening half. The Benedictine men trail to 17-13. And here comes BC. Gabe with it. They'll go to the right block. Drew and Gabe both in the game at the same time. Left side is Jarrett. Lee comes back out on top. Harrison. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 5. Kissling goes to the baseline. Falls away off balance. Misses the shot. Rebound. Defenders. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Hinkle, who's rotated back into the game. Dort will slowly, methodically walk it up the court. Kick it to the top of the key. Back to the left where the uncontested three is going to be wide to the right side. Jared Lee rebounds it down. He wants the outlet to Kissling. Can't do it. Comes down the court one on three instead. Top side Gabe. Here's Drew. Straight away three. Hits the back of the rim. And the long rebound pulled down by Sidgwick. Ribs are going to keep it alive. Here's Parker. He hit a three from right there just a moment ago. But we'll have to pass up this shot. The defender in his grill. Here's turnaround shot from 13. Instead, it's going to be up and good. Fine for Larry Parker. It's down. With 8:38 to go, it is 17-15. And BC has cut the gap to 2. We have a foul on the upcourt play. Raven's picking up the personal foul. And it is going to be on Larry. No, on Drew Purdy. He has quickly picked up 3 personal fouls. And he comes right back out of the game. He had 2 boom-boom out the gate, came out, just reported back in a couple of minutes later, checks out with that 3rd foul. Free throws up, 1 and 2. Both are good. It's 19-15 defenders. 8.5 to go in the opening half. Game moving along at a pretty brisk clip. Again, the crowd consisting mostly of family and friends. Another 3 for Parker. Family and friends and community members and supporters of the college. And here's Dort with a long cross-court pass that bails up into the crowd. Benedictine will have it back from the far side. 8:09 to go in the opening half. For Benedictine, again, the final game of the 2025 portion of the season, and the Ravens are for some back-to-back wins here. Had an 88-69 win over Mission University here at home Wednesday night. Jack Vanderwoody led the Ravens in that game. 17 points for Jack. Falling away shot from the top, and there's Harrison Kissling for 2. So Benedictine has suddenly retaken the lead. It is 21-19, Ravens in front. 16-footer on the other end. The spinning shot is going to be up and in. Milliken knocked it down. We're tied at 21. So for Dort, the big lead early in the ballgame is gone, and we're tied up and basically starting over with 7:14 to go in the first half. Lee, Reynolds, Kissling, Parker, and Sidgwick on the Benedictine 5, and we get an offensive foul on Gabe. So the Ravens are going to sacrifice a possession. Gabe will have his first personal foul of the evening. And here comes George. They'll walk it across, take it into the forecourt right in front of the scorer's table. Proctor will handle it up top side, gets it there to... We got out there, they've switched it up a little bit. Now it's over to Hansen. He's on the block. He will turn off the rim 1, 2, 3 times and in. So Hansen's able to make that one fall down. And back up with it will come Benedictine. Ravens trailing by a pair, 23-21 in an upcourt play and a Dort foul. And it is going to be on Milliken. Coach Moody's going to run 3 players in, 3 starters returning to the floor. Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, and putting the ball in play for Benedictine is going to be Deglin Sullivan. Deglin looking it in, goes left side. Vanderwoody passes up the shot. Gabe will take it. He'll take a really long shot. What a shot by the big guy. That was high and arcing and a 7.5 above the three-point ring. But the 6'7" sophomore knocks it down, and the Ravens go back up by one. And now the pass inside is going to be stolen by Gabe. His outlet pass is going to be stolen back by Dort, who quickly goes straight up, straight in. And Milliken puts Dort back in front by one at 25-24. These two teams now punching it out, exchanging the lead on each possession. 6:10 to go in the first half. Driving shot for Sullivan is up, and it won't go down. Rebound. Defenders. They'll skip it over to the baseline right. Nick Hansen backs in. Twist, turns, puts a shot up and soft. Rebound, fought for, and Dort's going to control it. They'll kick it to the left. To step inside. 14-footer. Rattles home. Jake Proctor out of Heston, Kansas. Gives Dort now a 27-24 advantage. This half is moving quickly. 5.5 to go before intermission. Here's a feed. Vanderudy gets it back to Deglin. They go to the block, to the outside, and the three uncontested. There was no hurry. Sullivan took his time, eyed it up, but it just wouldn't quite fall for him. Sometimes when you have all that time, it almost acts as a deterrent because you're used to getting in a flow and getting that momentum and that emotion in the shot. Here's a little hook shot from the middle of the lane. It's going to be up and good. That's Hansen picking up his 10th point of the game for Dort. 29-24 defenders. We are 5 minutes left in the opening half. Sullivan into the forecourt. Topside Reynolds. Over to the right. Here's Vanderwoody. There's a three for Jack. That'll be his first three-point bucket of the ball game, and that will be his fifth point so far this afternoon. It is 29-27 defenders. 4:44 to go in the opening half. Around the right side with it for Dort. Milliken drives in, missed it. Gets his own rebound, pushes it back up, and knocks it home. Defenders up 4, 31-27. Left side, 3, kicks out, pushed back up and in by Deglin. Great putback for Sullivan. You don't see guards get in the middle and get that rebound and then go straight back up like that very often. That was a beautiful job. And now a 3 on the other end for Dort. And these two teams are putting some points on the board. It's now 34-29. 4 minutes to go in the half. Dort is 6 of its last 8 shots, and they are shooting pretty well. At 57% from the floor, they're hitting half of their threes and 84% of their free throws. That's a good shooting afternoon. 9 on the shot clock for Benedictine. Both teams have really run these shot clocks down low. The feed in the middle, and the shot will not go in for Preston Reynolds. Here come the defenders. Outlet to the other end of the floor. We got an offensive. Oh, a blocking foul. Everybody in the gym except the people sitting on the Dort bench were oohing and aahing at that call. And we'll sort it out when we get back as we take the break. Timeout, 3:33 to go. Opening half of the men's college game where it is Dort University 36, Benedictine College 29.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
As we were getting ready to go into the break, we were talking about how well Dort is shooting the basketball. Conversely, for Benedictine, they're not shooting badly, but they're just a step, just a grade below those landmark jumpers that you want to hit. You like to hit half from the floor, they're hitting 42%. You like to hit, 40% from three, they're hitting 35. You like to hit three-quarters of your free throws, they're hitting two-thirds. So the Ravens not really shooting terribly badly, not maybe shooting quite good enough right now, trailing by 7 and coming to the free throw line. Here comes the big guy for the defenders. Now the official's going to stop play, and we're going to bring this thing back out on top. Official's going to chit-chat about it for just a little bit. It's Hansen is going to be at the free throw line. Nick Hansen out of Viborg, V-I-B-O-R-G, Viborg, South Dakota, at 6'8". All right, I think they've got all of the stuff done. The free throw here is going to be up and good. 3:33 to go in the first half. It's 37-29, Defenders. Benedictine has faced a double-digit deficit earlier in this game and fought back from that to take a lead for a brief time. Here's a long cross-court pass. LaRue starts in the middle, loses the handle on the dribble, picks it back up. Gets it to Deglin. He will spin into the lane and gets the shot. It's up, it's in, and it's a plus one for Sullivan. Nicely done. We're going to get a foul called inside. And it's going to be on Dortz. Oh, I have trouble with the new hand signals to indicate 77. I'm looking for 43. There's no 43. There's 4 and 3 or 7 and do that twice. Jake Proctor picks up his first foul right there. And the free throw will not go in. Ravens back on defense. Trailing by a half dozen. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first half. Shot goes up, misses. Shot goes up, misses. Ravens come down with the basketball. Excellent defense for Benedictine. And into the ball game for the Ravens, Noah Simmons, the 6'7" senior from Wichita, Kansas. Actually, that's a bit of a misnomer as the Ravens are going to turn it over. The steal by Dort. They got a 3-on-1 break, and we're going to get a foul. No foul. We're going to get the ball just going to go out of bounds off Vanderwoody. Yeah, so Noah Simmons, not really from Wichita. Sedgwick County, yes, but let's go with Valley Center. He's no Hornet from up north of town. Here comes Dort back in the floor with it. 2:15. Turnaround shot. No, and I think it's going to be Simmons picking up the personal. It is. See 3 and 2? I can do that. 32, Noah Simmons. His first foul of the afternoon. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 7, and back to the free throw line is Dort. Up there, it's going to be Hinkle. His shot, nicely done. Again, we talk about this all the time. Big guys, some of them could shoot free throws really well, some less well. But Hinkle, he's over 70% free throw shooter, so not bad at all. He hits both of these, makes them look very simple. And it's a 39-31 Dort lead over Benedictine. 2 minutes and 10 to go and rolling toward intermission here in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens out of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Dort, I believe it's a GFAC group. Out on top, Vanderwoody. It's a long three. Wow, what a shot. That might have been 2 steps above the top of the key. I mean, above the three-point line at the top of the key. I mean, way out. Back over to the left side for Dort. It's going to be Van Essen. Here's the thing about Van Essen. You'll notice that he doesn't do a lot of flashy stuff. You don't see a lot of points. He's got 3. Here's a shot up missing and a rebound tipped out, saved by the defenders. But Van Essen has been on the floor more and longer than any other player for Dort. The things he does, not necessarily ones that you see on that score sheet. When you look at the numbers, here's another foul by Simmons. So Noah picking up his second foul of the afternoon. He's got 1 assist, 1 block. Here's a free throw, up and good. That will add to the scoring numbers for Jake Proctor. Tyson DeVries back in. 1:23 to go in the first half. Second free throw, in and out, no rebound, tipped down. It's going to be Preston Reynolds. Sweeps it clear, and Benedictine into the forecourt. Ravens with the basketball down a half dozen, 75 seconds left in half number one. Deglin playing off the screen. Nice job by Simmons. Deglin attacks the bucket, kisses it off the window and in. Declan Sullivan. 13 points now. And the Ravens, with a minute to go in the half, are down 4. Three-pointer up and in from way out on the right elbow. The long shot by Van Essen. And BC's inbound pass is going to be stolen. Van Essen goes left side. Proctor, Van Essen, head fake, tries to shake Larry, can't, gets it up on the top, and now the official's stopping the game for something. He's just standing there with his hands up in the air. I'm not sure just what exactly has transpired here. He's taking a player for Dort out of the game. Oh, okay, maybe a buddy knows. So he stops the contest, and we'll see what this is all about. 40 seconds left in the first half. Shot clock will be reset to 20. Here come the defenders. They'll pull up to the long three and knock it down. These two teams are shooting really, really well. And that is going to precipitate a Benedictine timeout. The bucket by Rogish. Timeout of the court, Joseph. Half a minute to go. We're in the first half. It's Dort 46, Benedictine 36.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Nolan, everyone. It's Benedictine coming out of the court. We'll be putting the ball in play from the backcourt. It'll be brought in by Reynolds. It'll be brought up by Sullivan out there with Parker, Vanderwoody, and Simmons. Ravens in the forecourt now. Deglin's slowing it down. Shot clock and game clock are within a half second. And now we're going to get another timeout. Okay, let's do it, Joseph. We're going to get a break. 14 seconds to go in the opening half. Ravens have the ball. They trail by 10, 46-36.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
With moments to go in this opening half, Benedictine coming out of the timeout puts the ball in play. 10 seconds left before intermission. Ravens with the ball down 10. Looking to get a bucket here to go into the locker with a little bit of momentum. Here's Vanderwoody, and it will be off the rim. No. Rebound saved in, but they will knock it off a subsequent shot. It is halftime in Atchison. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you as the men's teams are headed for the locker room. It's the Dort Defenders, 46. Benedictine, 36.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Welcome back. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where it's halftime of the guys' game with the ladies out of the court warming up, as it will be women's college basketball going in game two this afternoon. We talked about how well these two teams are shooting the basketball and how they were just playing better and better. Benedictine connecting on its last three possessions of the first half, but Dort still on a nice run, take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Let's take a quick look at how the scoring has gone for you. First of all, for Dort, leading the way. How about Hanson? Nick with 13 points, 8 for Polacek, half a dozen for Milliken and Van Essen. And Rogosh with Proctor each have 3. For Benedictine, Deglin Sullivan, he's been doing it all year. 13 points, 8 today for both Larry Parker and Jack Vanderrudy. 3 in the first half for Sidzik and Harrison Kissling. Preston Reynolds with 1. Fouls, and not a huge deal other than for Benedictine. Drew Purdy, who got the start, he's got 3 in summer and limited first half playing time, getting only 5 first half minutes. That all said, we'll be back bringing the second half of the guys' game, and then it'll be the ladies' game as Benedictine hosts Dort for the final game of the 2025 portion of the basketball season. We'll return. Halftime score. It's Dort 46, Benedictine 36, and we're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got some halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Well, it's going to be pretty light for the remainder of the year. We will have, of course, nothing really major coming up next week here on KAIR. We will, of course, have on KLZA and KMZA on Christmas, the KC Chiefs football versus Denver Broncos. That is, of course, on KMZA and KLZA. That would be 101.3 FM and, of course, 92.1 FM. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Kansas City Chiefs football action for you over on KMZA and KLZA as well, as the Kansas City Chiefs will be at the Tennessee Titans. Kickoff is scheduled for high noon, but you want to tune in right around 11 a.m. to make sure that you get all of that pregame.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank?
Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have Missouri Baptist down in Lakeland, Florida, taking on Florida Memorial. Currently, with about 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the game, it's knotted up at 47. In the Culver-Stockton-Warner game, which is taking place in Lake Wales, Florida, it's part of the Warner Classic, Culver-Stockton is leading Warner with 1 minute and 30 seconds left to go, with a 54-40 lead. Northwestern and Missouri Nazarene are in the third with 8 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the third, sitting at 46-26 currently. In men's basketball, we're the only game on the score today, with the game going on here in Atchison. And currently, it is 46 for Dort, 36 for Benedictine.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 47. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 46. Dry with temps well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. The website is saying that it's sunny out there, but it's more light clouds at a high height. It's relatively bright out there. The winds are out of the north at 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 30%. The actual temperature is 48 degrees. The feels like temperature out there is 42. Dew point is 18 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
All right, welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. Happy to have you along with us. And Joseph back at his studio doing fantastic work. He always does that. Taking care of us, getting us kind of caught up to speed on things going on around. And I'm just looking to see if there are any other games going on in the conference today. There are none going on. So this contest is the only one happening so far. Intermission score has Dort here in Atchison. And they lead Benedictine 46-36. Welcome back, everybody. Again, I mentioned Joseph at the Carriage Ford Studio. Tom Kautz at your courtside, the Nolan Gym on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. Ladies teams have now exited the floor as they're going to be playing in game two. And I'm telling you, I don't know how they do it. And this is going to be a real test of all that early season conditioning. And when you're asking Coach, why are you making me run so much? Why are you making me work so hard? Well, part of it is because, like for the Lady Ravens, you got to understand it. Not only are they playing here this afternoon at 4 o'clock, which is, you know, an hour from now, they played last night, and they played a really, really good team in Northwestern from Orange City, Iowa. And then they didn't just play them a game, but they played them a game and two overtimes. So for the Lady Ravens, it'll be interesting to see if there's any kind of a fatigue factor that comes into play in this at all. So we'll see how that all shakes out in game two. But right now, game one is at halftime, and it is the men's contest. Defenders 46, Benedictine 36. Looking to see who else is playing today. So, Missouri Baptist is tied with Florida Memorial on the women's side. Women's game's going on. 47-47, so they're going to overtime. Culver Stockton defeated Warner of Florida at the Warner Classic, 54-42. So, congratulations to Coach Bergen and CSC. In the third quarter, it is Mid-America and Northwestern, and Mid-America with a substantially 46-28 over that Northwestern team who was up here last night. However, two nights ago, it was these Dort women beating the Mid-America ladies down in Olathe. So you've got those games to compare. Right now, though, we're back to the men's game. 46-36, defenders in front of the Ravens. And for Benedictine, it'll be Reynolds, Vanderrudy, Sullivan, LaRue, and Sidzik. to begin the second half. For Dort, Milliken, Pulisic, Hinkle, Van Essen, and Proctor. Ravens are going to have the ball in to begin the second half. We're back underway. BC now going from right to left across your dial here in the second half. Here's Declan Sullivan with the basketball. Top of the key. Now we'll cut down the right side of the lane. Dumps it over into the corner. Back out on top. Driving into the lane. Going in. Going up. Shot off the window. It won't go. Benedictson. Jack Van Rudy. Unable to get that thing to fall for him. And a half a minute into the second half, we're still a 10-point game. Congratulations to the guys in Coral Gables. The U comes away with a win over Texas A&M today. Here's a little jump shot. It's up and good for two, and the bucket good by Milliken. Ravens coming back down court. The feed underneath. Oh, a beautiful assist by LaRue. The bucket by Declan Sullivan. And BC back to within 10 at 48-38. 18:50 to go in the game. Back over to the right side. Milliken pulls up. Jump shot on his way off the rim. Once, twice, no good. LaRue is going to sweep down the rebound. You know, in the seven games the Raven guys have played at home this season, they're really averaging a lot of points, and they're scoring a lot here today, averaging 81.9 a game. And they're limited their opponents to only just under 73. So the offense has been strong. Here's that offense coming around. A three-point shot for Benedictson and Bryson LaRue. 48-41. Ravens looking to scratch their way back here with 18-18 to play. And the cross-court pass is beyond the outstretched fingertips of Milliken. Dort will turn it over. So has already played a couple of hard teams this season, by the way. They opened the year with a win over William Woods, 113-74, way back in October. And they had a double overtime loss to Mid-America, 114-111 on Halloween night. They come into the game today. They won five of their last six. So they are a team playing some very good basketball. Here's Preston Reynolds. Turns, hooks it up and missed it. Rebounding it off the floor. It's going to be the defenders. Into the forecourt. Down the right side, Proctor. He'll go down to the baseline. Gets there to Van Essen. Turns and lays it up and in. Van Essen with the bucket. And for Dort, Ty Van Essen, who comes into the game averaging 12.4. He has eight here today. Here's a shot. Up and good. Ravens continue to battle close. It's 50-43. 17-17 to go. Underneath, shot good for Dort and Hinkle. The defenders do a tremendous job of distributing the basketball. I mean, you're not just looking at a guy or two that's doing all of the scoring. All right, for the guys out on the floor for Dort right now, Milliken, 8. Pulisic, 8. Van Essen, 8. Hinkle has 9. And Proctor, 3. So these guys, it's not like a big name that's doing all the scoring. They are very much a team. And a Ravens shot does not go in. And rebound. Back up to Dort. Defenders on offense. Long 3. Left elbows. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Little head fake. Stepping inside the circle. They're going to pass up that shot. And the ball is going to be taken over to the wing, fed to the back door, where the shot is up and missing and rebounded down by Sullivan. Here comes Benedictson. Deglin over to the right side. Bryson back to Deglin. 16-16 to go into the ballgame. Ravens with the basketball, trying to get by 9. 13-foot turnaround shot is up and short for Sullivan. Rebound. Here comes Proctor, and here comes Dort. Here's a 3 on the other end. No. Now these two teams are cooling down just a little bit. 3 again. Oh, that one's in for Proctor. He's going to be 2-1 right. 1 out of 2 from 3-point range. 15:45 to go in the game. Defenders, the largest advantage now. They are up 55-43. Benedict works the perimeter. Gabe is in there for the Ravens. He's widening the floor out a little bit. Here's a LaRue shot for 3 from right in front of the Benedictine bench. Bryson LaRue. That will be his 6th point of the game. He hit a 3 back in the opening half. He's now 2 of 4 from outside. 3-pointer on the other end is going to be up and good. Wow, what a shot by Van Esten. 15 minutes left in the contest. Defenders now up again by a dozen at 58-46. Devlin Sullivan, left side of the lane, has to kick it out on top. Nearly, I thought, had 1 foot trapped in the lane for a three-second call, but none made it. Sullivan knives down the baseline. Off the window and good for two. 58-48. 14 and a half to go in the ballgame. 14 and a half to play in the second half. Blocker will have it to the right side, swings it over to the left. They'll feed it down to the block on the floor one time. A travel, no whistle, followed up off the missed shot, and good by Hinkle. Hinkle with 11. He is the first Dirk player to get the double-figure scoring at 14-14 to go in the game. 60-48. Defenders left side. Another one for LaRue? No. The shot missed. The long rebound on the floor is going to be stolen back by Vanderbooty. Jack gets it to LaRue, and now the official is going to stop play. And we are going to get a media break. All right, Ravens are getting sent. They'll put a couple of substitutions into the contest. We'll talk about those when we return. But right now, we got a timeout of the floor at 14-01 to play in the game. It's Defender 60, Ravens 48.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
All these teams huddled up around the respective coaches with just over 14 minutes to go in the ballgame, and the visitors leading Benedictine 60-48. We're so glad you're spending a Saturday afternoon with us right here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Benedictine coming off the bench, and Larry Parker enters the game. He's going to be putting the ball inbounds from the far side. Drew Purdy comes in for the first time in the second half as he had limited PT with 3 fouls in the first half. Still out there, Deglin Sullivan. Still out there, Preston Reynolds. And also into the game for BC, you're going to have Harrison Kissling. Ravens bring it in. They are down a dozen. Got their work cut out for them. Here's a cut into the lane. Little finger roll. It catches the front lip, and it pulls in. Sullivan gets two more. Declan Sullivan with 19 points now, and it's a 60-50 ball game. Way out on top. Back it away. Look into the middle. It's going to be Ragosh for Dort. Asa Ragosh out of Fort Myers, Florida. Here's a three. Asa just squared up and launched that thing, knocked it down, and he puts Dort up 13. It is their largest lead, 63-50, and it is 13-13 to play. Benedictine and Deglin. Ravens are going to have to, they keep scoring, but they're going to have to come up with a stop here. Here's Dort team is just shooting extremely well. Looking at the numbers, Dort hitting 56% of their shots, 23 of 41 so far. Now the Ravens are going to have the ball batted away, but we're going to have a defender foul. The foul is going to be on Proctor. So he will have his second foul of the game to go along with his 6 points and four rebounds. 12:50 to play in the contest. Comes into Larry. Parker tries to go back door. Preston is able to pick it up between the wickets. Feeds underneath. Drew Purdy the hook and the score off the glass. Drew with the assist by Reynolds. 63-52. Defenders up by 11. Quickly they'll bring it into the forward court down the right side to Shop. You haven't seen really much out of him today. Jalen Schopp is a 6'5 freshman from Sargent Bluff, Iowa. Averages 2.4 points a game. Does not get tons of PT. However, he has played in all of their games this season. And now a collision underneath the goal, a whistle, and a foul. And it's going to be another one on Dortz Proctor. So Jake will have foul number three. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, it's Harrison Kissling. Harrison rolls up there, puts it up and in. Harrison's a really good shooter, but from the free throw line this season, only hitting two-thirds of his shots, but he puts that one in. 63-53, 12-11 to go. For Benedictine, you can't wait till the very end. If you're going to make a bit of a comeback, you're going to have to start it right now. And here's a golden opportunity with free throws. This one is perfect also. So Harrison Kissling out of Olathe, Kansas, will knock down both of those. Back up the floor with the basketball. Defenders, they'll lob it to underneath the rim, trying to get it down low, but a great bit of defense by Larry. And now BC coming up with a steal. Here comes Deglin, feeds across, underneath, the shot, followed up and in, Jared Lee. Jared gets the bucket, and the Ravens suddenly back to within 7 of 63-56. Both of these teams are still shooting high. Both of these teams are 4 of their last 5 shots. And that's what's made it so hard for Benedictine to come back. Even though they're shooting really well, Dort is shooting really well. Kind of keeps that window pretty closed. And here's a feed underneath, and the shot up and good. Hansen will knock it down. Nick Hansen at 6'8". Again, he's not just tall, but he's a big, strong, wide body kind of guy. Here's Larry. Drives and scores. Parker for two. 11 minutes to go in the ball game. 65-58 defenders out front, and they have the ball, leading by 7. Certainly not a safe lead. Benedictine has shown an ability to put a lot of points on the board in a very short time. Defenders on the top, and before the shot, and he was square enough to take it, head coach Brian Van Hopten is going to call a timeout. Let's do it. A break at 10:55 to go in the game. It's Dort 65, Benedictine 58.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Joseph at Cambridge Sports Studios. Tom Kalsman here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Saturday afternoon, college basketball. Benedictine at home here today, finding themselves trailing by 7 with 10:55 to go in what has become a relatively high scoring contest. Thank you. Updating the numbers right now. Benedictine is 23 of 45, hitting 51%. That's a great number. Dort is 24 of 43, hitting 56%. Ravens are 8 of 20 from outside. Dort is 8 of 13 from outside. It's been quite a ball game. And now, as the ball comes into the lane, leaning in, and pushing back. And the foul is going to be on Benedictine. And Noah Simmons will collect his third foul. The ball had come in the middle of Hansen, who dribbled across the lane. Those two are kind of leaning and pushing on one another. The shot from underneath is up no good, and rebound batted away. Here come the Ravens. Outlet, LP in, and the finger roll in the bucket. Larry Parker. It's a five-point game. 65-60. We're still 10.5 to play. Lots of time for the Ravens to mount this comeback. Baseline three, uncontested and perfect. From deep in the right corner, that's going to be Steven. No, that's not Steven. That's Asa. Asa Rogasish. 68-60. Topside with it. Lee starts left, comes right, goes out on top. Ravens to Drew. Back out on top to Harrison. BC going basically four corners here. Shot clock at 7. Cross-court pass. volleyed out of bounds by Dort. And the Ravens are going to be putting it in with six on the shot clock when we return. But the timeout occurs here at 9:58 to go. We're in the second half of the ball game, coming down to the end. It's Dort 68, Benedictine 60.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
The defenders, three players got double-figure scoring in their win over Central Baptist on Thursday. Connor Milliken, 27. Justin Hinkle with 17, and Stephen Polacek with 13. Comparing that to where they're at right now, Milliken had 27, and right now he's got 8. You had Hinkle with 17. Right now he's got 11. And Polacek had 13. He's got 8. Ravens bring the ball in. The turnaround 15-footer. Good! Larry Parker III has Benedictine again back to within 6 at 68-62. The drive across the lane, the skip into the corner, and the Raven defense flexes very quickly. Now BC in a 2-3 zone. How about that? Little zone defense. Ball rotated out on top where the long shot is launched and short. Rebound, Ravens. BC will work it off on top. Back of the way with the basketball. It's going to be Lee. They'll cut left. 9:20 to go in the game. Goes in high off the backboard. Shot won't drop. Rebound swept away. Here comes Dort. Ravens, until that shot, were 4 of their last 4. Here's the top of the key 3. Rebound Simmons, and then a defender goes in, ties him up, jump ball. So, Simmons is going to be rotated out. He'll be replaced by Sizek. You are going to have Purdy come out of the game. Back in is going to come Preston Reynolds. And also in for Benedictine. We're going to see, we've got that Harrison I saw come in. Yeah, Kissling is in there now, also for BC. 8:50 to go in the ball game. Baseline shot, rims out, no good. Preston Reynolds skies up to clear down the rebound. Gets it away to Kissling, takes it down the right side. Looking into the middle as he keeps the dribble alive. Starts left, stays off the screen. Looks down low, little push in the back, no foul. Comes out on top of Reynolds, shot clock at 16, plenty of time. Now he's just going to pull up, launching the three that won't drop. And a rebound is going to be cleared away. Defenders coming up with a basketball. They're up 6. 8:25 to go. The pass deep into the right corner. Dort will take it there. Cross court they go and back to the top. The lob left corner. Big man has it down there. Van Essen doesn't get the shot. He'll get it back. Again, tries to get the shot. Ravens defending him well. Here's a baseline shot. No. Rebound. Dort. Hinkle coming down with the ball. And they're running the same play over and over and over. And every time they miss the shot but come up with the offensive rebound. Now Benedictine will finally sweep down the board off a miss. Here's Preston. Goes right side. Gabe turns, spins, shoots, scores. Sensing. Gabe knocks down the bucket and it is a 4-point game. It is 68-64 with 7:40 to go. Back over to the left side, the feet to the free throw line. Dort works the perimeter. They love that outside. They want that perimeter shot. They get it again, and again it doesn't go in. Kissling clears it away. Harrison into the forecourt himself, comes down the right side. Being guarded by Polacek. Kicks it to Gabe. There's Larry. That's who they want to get with it. Parker, cross court to absolutely no one, but for the Ravens, a bit of very good fortune as the defender got a handout. touched the basketball. Benedictine is going to get it back in. A little miscommunication on the long cross court side-to-side pass. But BC is going to have it back in right in front of their bench with 7:06 to play in the game. Dort with the lead, 68-64. But for the Ravens, the deficit is very much manageable. Here's a 14-footer on its way. Good! Deglan Sullivan. 68-66. 6:50 to go. Dort has hit a real cold streak. Now, 0 for their last 6. The Ravens are 5 of their last 7. That is the kind of combination that will get you back into a ball game. Dort will swing it off to the top, back over to the right side. Dort has not scored now in 4 minutes. Here's a shot from the top. 3 is no good. Ravens are going to board it down. Sullivan coming up with a basketball. Races full speed into the forecourt. Goes down the right side now between the circles of Preston. Over to the left, that's going to be LaRue Bryson. Little swing move. Back it comes LaRue. Wants to get the shot. Instead, goes into the lane. Kicks it up and in. And we're tied at 68. Off the bucket by LaRue. And on the other end, a fast break dunk puts Dort back in front, 70-68. 5:55 to play. Dort gets in front, 70-68. They got back very quickly off that transition. And a three for Parker. Benedictine in front, 71-70. They tied it a moment ago. Dort took the lead back, and then on the three, Ravens are back in front. 71-75 and a half left. Little skip pass down to the baseline. Out on top. Little head fake. Defender's not biting on that. The lob pass all the way to the top. Milliken, and here's a three from the right side for Polacek. That's good. 73-71, Dort. 5:10 to go. And I want to tell you right now, this number is way bigger than Coach Moody was comfortable with, that he likes, that his team strives for. 73 points already by Dort, 5 minutes to play. Here's a jumper of LaRue for two. We're tied at 73. 4:50 to go. Now, these two teams are getting with it. Ravens back quickly defensively, and again, in that little 2-3 zone. Baseline right. Shot is up. Does not fall in. That's a bit of good news for Benedictine as Simmons back in the game. Picks up. That's not Simmons. As Sidzik in the game. Picks up a personal foul. And we are going to pick up our under 5 timeout. I'm out on the floor. We're coming down to the late minutes of the ball game. 4:35 left. It's Dort 73. Benedictine 73.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Women's basketball still coming up on Care Radio. That's right. The guys played first today, and the ladies are going to be playing in the second game, the 4 o'clock game here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Updating the shooting numbers for you, and these two teams are absolutely incredible right now. Dort hitting half of their shots, 27-54. Benedictine now 30-54. The Ravens, 55.6% from the floor, hitting 40.9, so 41% from outside. Dort is hitting 45.5 from outside. Free throws, BC's 4 of 6. Dort is 9 of 11. Make that 10 of 12 as the first shot by Van Essen is good. The second is also good. So Van Essen hits a couple of shots, and Dort goes back up to 75-73, and we are inside 4.5 to play. Benedictine with a basketball. Sullivan passed out on top is bumped accidentally by a defender, but Recovered very easily on top. Van de Woody, who will shoot three. No, the high, long rebound on the floor, rolling around. And defenders look like they're going to get it picked up and cleared away, and they will. It'll be taken away by Milliken. Into the forecourt it goes, and Polacek will handle the basketball. 4 minutes left in the game. Defenders with the basketball. They lead it by two. The feed inside. The spinning shot. It's up and good. Little turnaround shot in the center by Hansen. And Dort quickly up two scores at 77-73. 3:40 left. Underneath the goal, the shot is going to be blocked out of the hands of Van der Rudy. And Dort back up court. So coming out of the timeout, Dort has scored four unanswered, now has blocked the Raven shot, and are in control of the basketball once again. Baseline corner, the three, buried. From deep in the right side, it's going to be knocked down by Polacek. 80-73, a 7-0 run for the defenders, and we're at 3:10 to play. It's knocked away. Dort coming up with a basketball. Not a good time for Benedictin to have Dort going on this kind of a run. It was tied moments ago, but not now. With the ball, defenders, they give it to the top of the key. On the court once, stepping into the lane, no room. They'll exit the ball back out to the top. 5 seconds, four on the shot clock, three on the shot clock, and you get Declan Sullivan off his feet with a little bit of a head fake, and that is going to allow Van Essen to come to the free throw line for a pair of shots. There was 1 second remaining on the shot clock, so excellent work for the defenders to run that clock down, to take all of the time they could off of the clock. Free throw, it's good. So for Dort, you can say what, they are very well coached. We talked about it over here on the sideline. Dort's head coach, Brian Van Haften. And you don't see a lot of coaches with the sport jacket and shirt. Now, he's not wearing a tie, but I think about taking about 3 seconds. He's probably got one rolled up in his jacket pocket. The dress pants, yeah. Kind of that old school look. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Benedictin as the Ravens are going to try to figure out a way to come back from this. They've hit a bit of a cold stretch. We're taking a timeout at 2:29 to play. We're in the second half here in Atchison. It's now Dort 81, Benedictin 73.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, the defenders have gone on an 8-0 run in the last 2 minutes and 6 seconds. That's back when that it began back when the game was tied at 73, not that long ago. But the Ravens have not been able to put anything together. They have not scored now at 2.5 minutes. And a 2:29 to go and down by 8. BC's going to have to find a way get a little scoring to happen for him. Toward that end, out of the court, you got Drew Purdy and Harrison Kissling. Declan Sullivan taking the inbound pass. Larry Parker, who's been really hot from the outside and running out and putting the ball in play. It's going to be Bryson LaRue. Ravens with the basketball, down 8. 2:15 to go. BC goes baseline. Larry back out on top. Bryson spins, shoots, a little bit off balance, and the missed shot is going to be rebounded back down by Dort. Milliken will clear down the basketball, and Connor, he's walking it up the floor. And you know Dort's going to slow this thing way down, take, as they say, a little air out of the basketball. 1:50 to go. And Dort is a bucket away from a double-digit lead. 81-73. And finally, bumping and bumping. And if the Ravens are going to commit that foul, probably waiting until there were six on the shot clock. Not the time to do that. I don't know. Probably I would have thought maybe earlier in that shot clock sequence. Dort will put the ball back in play. That's only the fourth team foul for the Ravens, and Dort has committed only two second-half fouls, and we have a minute and a half left in the game. Ravens just laying back. Defenders running the basketball. They'll feed to the free throw line. The kick comes out on top, and they will not get a shot away. But for Dort, you can afford that. You lead by eight with a minute 22 to go, and you'll be perfectly happy with no one getting a shot off before that shot clock happens. Benedictson is going to make an offense-defense switch. Van der Rudy into the ball game. Kissling comes out. Sullivan will take the inbound pass and bring it up the floor right to left. Crossing to the right side of the center circle. Plays off the screen by Drew Purdy. Goes down the side of the lane. Comes back out on top. Lurie with it. He'll start into the lane. Forces up an off-balance shot, hits it, and draws a foul. What an athletic play. Larry Parker, the third. Well done. The foul is going to be whistled on Polacek. Stephen Polacek will have his first foul of the game. So that's not a really big deal for him. For the Ravens, that extra point is going to be a big deal if Larry's able to knock it down. 1:05 remaining. It's an 81-75 score. This one rolls in, 81-76. So BC right back to within two possessions. 1:05 to go. 81-76. And again, for Dort, happy to take all the time they can off the clock. The Ravens, on the other hand, are going to want to press this thing. And as it's trapped in the corner by their great Benedictine defense, we will see the defenders take a timeout. Joseph, if you would, please. We're taking a break with a minute one to go in the guys' game. It is Dort University 81, Benedictine College 76.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the pumps has you covered. The pumps offers E10 87, premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Here we go. Dort will be putting it in the backcourt. Reynolds, Kissling, Sullivan, LaRue, Parker. Those are the Raven 5. 1:01 to go. The ball comes in. Ravens are going to trap it in the corner. Cross-court pass is going to be picked up and in the forecourt down the other end of the two-hand flush. Throwing it down is going to be Hinkle. Not sure Coach wanted to score, but he'll probably take that. 76-83. Ravens for three. No. The follow shot by Preston. Good. 83-78. 47 seconds to go. And BC picks up the foul. 83-78. And that foul is on Harrison. Kissling's first foul today. Again, BC's got a pressure on the inbound. And we'll get a foul by Preston Reynolds. Preston could sometimes get in a little foul trouble, but he's gotten better and better. That's only his first foul of the game today. Feels like there have been times when he's like Drew Purdy was today, picking up a couple of fouls in the first couple of minutes. Now, defenders will put it in, bring it to the big guy, and the Ravens are going to pick up a foul in the backcourt. That was borderline intentional. It's a little two-hand shove by LaRue. It'll be Raven team foul. 7 and at the line for Dort. It'll be Tyson DeVries. So Tyson will stride up there. His free throw is up and good. DeVries is a, where are we at? 60% free throw shooter. You got to understand, he plays 1.4 minutes a game. He's only had a very few free throws, so probably an unfair balance. The second free throw is good. He will hit them both. So a couple of successful free throws by DeVries, and it's now 85-78. 42 seconds to play. Ravens bring it in. Here comes Deglin up the floor. His defender backpedaling in front of him. Deglin goes to left side, kicks it on top, where the Kissling three is in and out, no good. Rebound by Dort, and the Ravens are going to foul him. 27 seconds left. So again, we walk to the other end of the floor. And again, it'll be Dort at the line. And this time, we're going to be looking at Van Essen. He's got 14 points. He's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line today. And his first one is right there. It's 86-78. And again, 27 seconds left. This one gets them both. 87-78. Ravens down 9 in the last half minute of the game. From the top, the driving shot is up and missing, but we'll have a Dort foul. The whistle is going to be on Connor Milliken. Connor's 6 foot junior. And here's the thing with this Dort team, they're young. They're starting 1 senior, 2 juniors. Sophomore, freshman. So they are very young. First free throw does not go in. So we're going to get one more look at it for Harrison Kissling. Holds the ball on his left hip, kind of eyes up that rim for a minute, and this one is up. It is also going to fail. Rebound, pulled back down by Kissling. He'll hook shot from in the middle, missed the point blank layup. Rebound, Larry. Parker will hit the shot. And then as the defender was on the floor, Parker falls over him, and we will have Benedict and use the timeout. Timeout of the court with only 10 seconds remaining. It is Dort 87, Benedict and 80.
This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the timeout with 10 seconds to play in the ball game, it'll be Dort with the basketball in the backcourt. The Ravens are going to double it up, and we get a foul. We do. And to the other end of the court, we shall go. 6 seconds left in the game. So for Benedictin, foul is going to be on Deglin Sullivan, his third. And at the line, again for Dort, it's going to be DeVries. Remember, he was just up there just a minute ago. Less than. Free throw's good. So DeVries will hit that one, and Dort's in a pretty good spot right here, up 8 with 6 seconds to go. I think that's a good spot to be in. Second free throw, yeah. Gets them both. So it's a 9-point game. With 6 seconds left, Ravens come up. Deglin across midcourt. Will drive to the top. Put up a running three. Nope. Final score in the guys' game this afternoon. Here in the Nola Gymnasium. Dort, 89. Benedictine, 80. And we'll return. I'm going to summarize this thing for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Game between Benedictine and Dort, the best that anybody can recall, at least. Certainly, I'm not remembering playing them, and looks like the record's only going back about 10 or 15 years, but there's no indication there. So, yeah, it goes Dort's way here this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium. Dort winning it over the Ravens, 89-80. Somebody get a chance to visit with Raven head coach Ryan Moody here in just a minute. So, stick around for that. As the ladies are warming up, we got that coming up, and let's get to those stats. First of all, for Dort, four players in double-digit scoring. And again, you get to 89, you know, you're in that 90 neighborhood. That is based on a lot of players getting a lot of points. And it was Hansen who paced the way for the defenders this afternoon. You had Nick Hansen, the 6'8 freshman, with 17 points, and here's how you get to 17. Okay, you go 8 of 10 from the floor. You don't take a three-point shot. You hit your only free throw. All right, and you do that in 14 minutes. So that's how you do that. Very well done by the freshman, Nick Hansen, with 17 points. Right behind him, you've got Van Essen, and I'll tell you what, he was just terrific all afternoon. He had 16 points. You had Hinkle with 15 points and Polacek with 14 points. So those four guys at double figure scoring right on their heels, okay? Asa Rogosich, the freshman from Fort Myers, Florida, he had 9 today. So you had 8 for Milliken, half a dozen for Proctor this afternoon, and rounding it out, DeVries, with those points down the stretch, DeVries out of Pella, Iowa. So, Dort, 89 points today. For Benedictine, hey, the guy leading him is the guy who's been leading him, the guy who's led them all season long, coming into the game today, averaging 17.8 points a game. Deglan Sullivan, he rolls up 23 this afternoon. But Larry Parker comes off the bench. Larry says, you know, hold my Gatorade, okay, because I'm going to put some points on the board. He knocked in 22. Thank you. Well, just one. So not only did Larry have 22 points, he was 9 of 10 shooting the ball, 3 of 4 from three-point range, and he was 1 of 1 at the free throw line, added 4 rebounds. Larry, fantastic afternoon. So Deglan Sullivan with 23, Larry Parker with 22. Also double digits for the Ravens, Jack Vanderbooty with 4 of 12 shooting, and Bryson LaRue, who was 4 of 8, those two guys each with 10. It drops off then to Gabe Sidzik, 5 points this afternoon, 3 in a ball game for Preston Reynolds on 1 of 4 shooting in 36 minutes. Not a lot of shots taken by Preston today. 3 points also for Harrison Kissling, who went 1 of 7 shooting the ball. Drew Purdy had 2, and Jared Lee had 2, and Drew Purdy got in foul trouble very, very early. I mean, just right out of the gate, first couple of minutes of the game, had to sit out. He drew a start today, and then early in the second half, as he started the second half, he picked up a quick third foul, so his minutes were greatly and negatively impacted by the fouls. He had only 11 minutes of the game today. Purdy, 1 of 2 shooting the basketball with a single rebound for the Raven big guy. Looking at the overall numbers, Benedictine and Dort, similar numbers. Raven, 33 of 64, 52%. Dort, 30 of 57, is 53%. Outside shooting, a little bit of an advantage here, and this is part of the difference in the contest. The big difference, though, is the free throw line. Three-point range. Ravens were 9 of 26. Dort was 11 of 23, so they were shooting 48 and 35% respectively. But at the free throw line, wow. Ravens committed a lot of fouls today. BC shot 5 of 9 at the free throw line. But Dort, 18 of 21. Now, 21 is quite a long number. But the fact that you hit 86% of your free throws, 18 of 21, you outscored Benedictine by 13 at the free throw line when you win a game by 9, I would say that's going to be one of the things coach looks at and says, wow, there's a big difference maker. Dort turned it over more than the Ravens, 8 to 5. BC turned those 8 Dort turnovers into 13 points. Dort out rebounded the Ravens, 36 to 27. And you can kind of go down the list with some of the other numbers, other statistics. But it's not like Benedictine played poorly. In fact, again, 80 points for this Raven team. That's a big kind of number. And certainly giving up 89 is a considerably bigger number than I think Coach Foodie wants or is looking for or would hope to or expect to have. I think he's much happier when that number is in the 60s and maybe kind of sort of close to 70, but maybe not necessarily quite that much. So big scoring numbers for Dort here this afternoon. For the Ravens, and again, we're hanging around here a little bit to talk to Coach Moody. For the Ravens, it is holiday break time. Okay, and for Benedictine, it's a well-deserved time off, maybe a little bit of a breather, and enjoy a little family time and a little away from the classroom time before you come back. And when it comes back, and I know we talk about this every year, but the simple fact of the matter is when you get back from that holiday break, the schedule is just mayhem because you are playing 2-3 nights a week every week for the next 2 months to get you up to the end of the season. So for the Ravens, yeah, tons and tons of games still on tap as Benedictine comes out of this game. And let me recheck my numbers here. BC comes out of this game, and they are now 7-7 overall. And the defenders with this road win, and it was a good one for them. They advanced their record to 9-6 overall. Women's teams are out of the court warming up. Getting themselves ready to go for the Benedictine ladies after a long night that was not very long ago. It may have about been 24 hours since they played a double overtime game here at home. And I'm going to tell you, I'm looking down here at the north end of the gymnasium, a lot of fans standing and watching, and I'm going to tell you, I think the defenders have traveled really, really, really well. There are a lot of people here today supporting their team and cheering them on, so good for them for making a road trip and getting up here, and here comes Coach. We'll get a chance to get his early post-game observations. We'll rotate a couple of dials and stuff here, so he and I are going to be able to kind of communicate a little bit. Are we there, Coach?
Yep.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, I was so proud of your team. Get behind a little early, battle back in this one, and there were a couple of breaks here and there that spelled the difference in this game, but I thought your guys did well.
Yeah, I thought we battled. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I thought we looked slow today. I thought we looked tired. It's a weird time of year, but ultimately that falls on me. I mean, we tried to rest them as much as possible. They're coming, nobody's on campus. They're coming off the finals. But I thought that give a lot of credit to Dort. I mean, Dort's a really good team. They are tough to handle. They've got good bigs that can score. They can shoot the three. They're physical. They get to the line. You know, this game, we didn't really stop them in any facet of the game, Tom. That's what it came down to. I like our offense. I mean, I have one complaint on our offense. We don't get to the line right now. I have to solve that as a head coach. We got to figure that out. We don't attack the rim enough, but we didn't stop them. I mean, they scored at the line. They scored at the three-point line, and their big scored on the block. So, the zone helped us get back in the game a little bit in the second half. I thought we slowed them down and kind of took away their bigs a little bit. But they figured it out and kind of stretched it back out. But you're right. Give our guys a lot of credit. I didn't see a whole lot of fight in their eyes at certain times in the first half. But the second half, I thought they did a great job. Second thing I want to say is, or many things, I guess, but I'm really happy with our bench. I mean, our bench is playing great. They've come in the last couple games and given us quite a boost. So we just got to figure this out. You know, I mean, we've had a couple starters tonight that didn't get really in the scoring column at all. And, we got to 80, which I think should win some games, but Dort's just so well-rounded, and they did a great job.
Okay, you can't talk about your bench and not mention Larry Parker. Wow. I mean, that was a fantastic game.
Yeah, Larry's in the gym every day. I mean, I'll give Larry a ton of credit. Like, he is never down. He is always the same guy. He works his tail off. He is always working on it. Every day I come in here in the morning, he's in here working on the gun, getting shots. I knew it was going to click for him at some point. He deserves the minutes he's getting, and he's just a workhorse, and he's a winner. You know, so he likes to compete, and he's physical. So I like, all those guys that came off the bench today. I mean, unfortunately, Aiden Sullivan had a little injury yesterday and couldn't play today. And that kind of put us in a bind. But, Gabe Bidzik was ill at halftime. He battled and played well. It's just kind of a couple of different things today that kind of put us behind the eight ball. But I thought we grinded. Like I said, I got to give a lot of credit to Dort because, I did not anticipate their freshman bigs being able to manhandle us like that, honestly, on the block, and they did it tonight. We were really really uber focused on their guards and their four men, but those two freshman bigs, I think they combined for 10 or 12 field goals tonight and a bunch of free throws, and that's the difference in the game.
Yeah, and Drew got himself a little jammed up, a little foul trouble kind of early, after having gotten himself a start here tonight, then ended up with a little limited playing time.
Yeah, I mean, Drew's got to learn how to not foul. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, Drew is young. He's still learning the game, figuring out some of those IQ things on how to, contest shots and change shots without fouling. And he's going to get better. I mean, Drew's going to be a really good player for us. But he looked a little tired tonight, too. But I think that the fouls are probably a result of some of that. But, it's good for Drew. This game, I told our guys before the game, regardless of outcome, playing a team like Dort on December 20th is going to help us in January and February. I mean, like, this team's good. And I thought we battled. We knew it was going to be a battle. We told them in the shoot-around, like, it wouldn't shock me if it comes down to the last 5 minutes. And what do you know, 73-73 with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to go. So we just weren't able to get over the top in that last five-minute segment. But I love our team. We have 14 games, all league games. We're sitting at 3-3, kind of right in the middle of the pack. If we continue to get better, stay healthy, figure out just a couple of things, I think we're going to be scary, and I'm looking forward to it. We need the rest. I mean, you could tell today, we it's ready. It's that time of year, man. Everybody's ready for just a few days off and a little bit of Christmas.
How do we handle the break? What's kind of the sketch for the lads? Do they get to go
a
day or two?
Yeah, we cut them loose right now. They're out of here. They're done. And they are back the 28th at Sunday evening for practice. And then that gives us, I think, six or seven practices getting ready for January 3rd at William Wood. So our guys, I mean, we send them home with, their weight program and some other stuff. But they'll get in the gym. They'll take care of themselves. And we'll be ready for William Woods on January 3rd. So, I mean, I'll take where we're at with quite a few young guys getting their first real minutes, sitting at 7-7 at the break with a really competitive schedule against some really good teams. So I'm looking forward to the second half and all these league games we've got coming down the stretch.
Yeah, and I know you got Grandview out in front, Middleburg kind of with it, but I don't think anybody's running away with this conference. You look in the middle of that pack, you've got 3-3, 3-3, 3-3, 2-4, 2-4.
That's the women.
Yeah,
that's the women.
But I mean,
Graceland's up in front of the men's. That's the,
and they're pretty good. Yeah, I grabbed the wrong one.
Right.
I'm getting ready for the next one.
Yeah,
they're coming up here in a second.
I got you. It's Graceland and Mo Back right now. They're at the top.
The 605 ones, and then the pack is still there. From 4-2 to 3-3, you go almost the rest of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. We've got a win over William Penn at home. With this weird schedule, you're going to see teams only once. And so, we're going to play our pod twice, and then everybody else, mostly once, maybe a couple twice. I like the way the schedule shakes out the second half of the year. And like I said, I mean, we just need a little rest right now. This is I'm not downplaying it, but I tell you what, Dort's really good. And so this was going to be a physical game, and I'm happy with where we're at. I really think we're still getting better as a group. We got to tighten up a little bit on defense, and we've got to figure out a way to get to the free throw line a little bit. But those are all things we can work on, through the grind of January and February. So I'm excited about where we're at. This is gonna be a fun group to watch down the stretch.
Coach, I know this is easier said than done. I've known a lot of coaches, and I'm an old guy, but I'm gonna tell you, like the kids, take 2 minutes, put your feet up a little bit, and enjoy the holiday as you get ready to come back and be refreshed as well, Matt.
I appreciate that, Tom. I plan on it. I want to thank everybody that's listening, that comes out to our games, anybody that listens and doesn't come out to our games.
A lot of people here today.
We had a great
man.
Crowd today for December 20th at 2:00 with no students. Great crowd, and just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and thank you for your support. Be here in January and February because I promise you this will be a fun team to watch. Like they're a great group. We love coaching them. They keep getting better and they keep getting tougher. We'll be fun to watch in January and February. We'll make a run.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Ravens. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
happy
Tom.
Holidays to you.
Appreciate you. You too, Tom.
And
have a Merry Christmas.
Joseph, we're taking a break. We'll be back here in the Nolan. 10 minutes, ladies game here on Care.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.